Hey, 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 everybody. Tonight we have a special guest coming on. Yeah, we have Tay Smalls, and he's going to be releasing his new single. Oh, my God, I'm going to let him tell you all about that. You guys just stay with me because we're going to be hanging out and listening to some of the best R&B and hip-hop in the nation. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Don't go nowhere.
Officer, I didn't do it, you can't blame me for this. Could you please loosen up the handcuffs on my wrist? You can call me what you wanna, man, but I ain't a snitch. No cooperation, it's exactly what you would get. Till I talk to my lawyer, you get no reply. You've obviously been watching too much CSI. I'm not a crash dummy, so don't even try to talk your dirty trash to me, no BFI. You are not guilty of anything, then why did you run? Cause you the police, and plus I saw you cocking your gun. And the chamber wasn't empty, it was obviously one. If you think I'm believing that one, then you're obviously dumb.
Huh?
I know that you heard the sirens, you dived into the vehicle you been driving and riding. Instead you shouldn't be whining, but a buy-in by the law, no, it's obvious that you're lying.
With so much drama in the industry, hip-hop police are listening. Be careful or you'll be history. Looks like another unsolved mystery. It's murder,
was the case, and they blame me.
Stop lying to me, boy. You bet you confess. I can smell a bee death on the scent of your breath. Saw the mess while I was inspecting your deck. Saw that you was riding dirty when I looked at the rest. Who is the guy Buster? Who is the guy Snoop? Who is his other friend who's wearing the sky blue? Look at this pic here, who's standing beside you. Tell me his name now, I heard he was Pyro. Confiscated the CDs at one of your homes. For evidence, ever since we heard some of your songs. What about this pimp guy, he was on one of your songs. I could have sworn that he said he had a pocket full of stones. Am I wrong?
Hell yeah, I don't know who that is. I don't know no pimp C. All I know is I'm rich, and I'm a bond like James. Bet I'll be out here quick, man.
You ain't getting out of here, you must think it's just slick. In the car, we confiscated the chronic and the clips. Diary that you had and all your blueprints. On the death row booklet, we found your two prints. Your thumb and your index, the judge will love this.
With so much drama in the industry, hip-hop police are listening. Be careful or you'll be history. Looks like another unsolved mystery. It's murder,
it's a bloody murder.
It's murder,
it's a bloody murder.
Yeah, it's murder,
it's a bloody murder.
Everybody tell them it's murder. Murder was the case, and they blame me.
Now you can see it's true that the evidence pours in. The witness said the crime was at 3 in the morning. Gave us the description, so we picked up the boy in. You'll get a lighter sentence if you put the crime on him.
A big celebrity, a case we long for. You a pirate? Why you got that eye patch on for?
Funny.
Putting people in a hearse, what I heard from. Where were you the night of April 21st, son? Home? I think you got your facts wrong. Gats on you, chameleonaire, rob shut, couple cats on Melview.
What?
We're gonna have to jail you two. In the lineup, don't speak until we tell you to. This the person who Jim your locker? Was dark, kinda look like him, I'm not sure. Bail is a nail, cause the sale is another. Leave, I see an unmarked tail in the brother. Hit the bodega, not no more game. This chick used to be nice, acting all strange. Like she was gonna get it, pathetic. A sale in court, now they all apologetic.
With so much drama in the industry, hip-hop police are listening. Be careful or you'll be history. Looks like another unsolved mystery. It's murder, murder, murder. Ah, it's murder, murder, murder.
Murder. Murder was the case, and they blame me.
One time. One time, nigga, one time.
Where?
No matter what I do, they got a nigga. She's running from me.
I ain't got nothing on my mind, but getting in some trouble, licking shots to the drop, leaving bloody blood puddles, cross the right into life. Man, we in a gunfight, I can shoot the gay pebbles at the devil, just die tonight. It's on me, but if I die, bury me a motherfucking G, a open casket on them bastards, so they all remember me. With my vest on my chest, my shoes and my peace, thug life, motherfucker, running from the police, nigga. You know that's true. That's a nigga like Ted Dogg, killin' with the truth. Every damn day, pouring wave with my glass of rain. The OJ and it's all okay. Till I took this fake shot, got to play the man. Ran me down the block with my glass in my hand. Damn, I hope it don't spill. Nigga, chill, shit is real. Cock, back to still. Still run up from the police, I get no sleep. I got them peeping in my window while I'm smoking in though. But I ain't no motherfucking track star. They got a G, like if not, we're running through motherfucking backyard. So I grabs my piece before I flee. And instead of me running, these bitches is running for me. Next shot, shit spot, so pull my piece. Cause a nigga like the mother truth, running from the police.
What about that
pilot
from the
front
door? That's what I call me.
I don't know.
I'm doing super well, you know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed to be here, you know what I'm saying? I was on my way, you know, I just got me some food, you know, I'll be super busy, and I just got some sushi and stuff and was trying to get to the place that I wanted to do the interview, but I'm just a couple minutes late, but I'm here, so we're just going to do it, you know, in my little BMW until I get up to the top of the mountain in Hollywood, you know?
Okay. Well, I have a question for you. What age did you begin to have an interest in music and writing?
Well, honestly, you know, I give all glory to it. My mother and father, I don't know anything but music. My mother and father, when I was born, they had a group called Kanya. And, they had a group called Kanya, and they were in a singing group together. You know, my mom had me when she was 13. She got pregnant at 12, and she's been with my dad the whole time. And they were in a group. When I was born, all I know is singing. I've never had a conventional job, you know what I'm saying? I made a million doing, you know, the music. This is what I do. I don't know any as far as passionate-wise, but, you know, I am a college graduate, high school, you know what I'm saying? Graduate, I want all everybody to get, you know, I want the kids to make it right, baby, right there. I want the kids to get their high school diplomas, GEDs, whatever you got to do, make the left. I want you to get that, you know what I'm saying? Education is important. I told my kids, I told them all, you know, y'all all got to graduate. I get you whatever, but y'all got to do that for me. If daddy can do it, you know, y'all can do it, you know what I'm saying? So,
amen to that. In your journey of entertainment, who has been some of the icons that, you know, that kind of painted a path of someone you may have wanted to be like or you looked up to?
The people that I looked up to, first and foremost, the people that found me, Gerald LaVert, Sean, rest in peace, Sean LaVert, rest in peace, and then I say Mark Gordon because he's here with us. You know what I'm saying? LaVert, you know, they gave me my first shot in Cleveland. Then shout out to Evan Rogers and Carl Sturken. You know, I mean, they signed us. They signed Rihanna. They produced everybody from the Osmonds to Britney Spears to 98 Degrees to Humbly to produce my brothers and myself and the group that I was in. Of course, Birdman, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I got with him and we did our thing before we even had, he had signed his deal. You know what I'm saying? I really look up to Birdman, his ethics, you know, whole. Jay-Z, shout out to my boy Jay. And, you know, just the old school people, you know, that really taught me and gave me an opportunity. Now Rogers, the one who made the first, the rap record, you know what I'm saying? Rappers Delight. You know, so... Sylvia, the women, you know, I gotta give praise to the women, Sylvia Rhone, Violet Brown, you know what I'm saying? And I'll say less, you know what I'm saying? Definitely the women. That's what makes us.
And then, what are some of your highlights of your career?
Are you there? I'm going to not mean to have to turn around, baby. You know, hello?
Yes. What are some of your highlights of your career?
I'm in the mountains. Can you hear me? I may have to turn around because I'm like by our house, but it's like it's really going. I don't want to miss. I don't want to turn around, baby, because I wanted to be in a certain place to talk to you.
Okay. Well,
like,
listen, what we're going to do is, K-Smalls, we're going to go to a break, and then by that time, we'll bring you back on, and we'll pick up where we left off. I think that would put us right where we want to be. How about that?
Well, okay, so what are we about to do again? Because I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to break, or do you want to go ahead and continue with your interview? Because I hear you giving directions, and I want to kind of get into this interview with you. Okay. All right.
No, we can go ahead.
Okay. So, what are your highlights of your career?
What are the what of my career, Betty?
What are your highlights of your career?
My highlights of my career was going on Arsenio Hall, you know, get my first TV break with Gerald Nim. I had a lot of beef with this guy, but my highlights was the guy, you know, Joseph Weinberger. You know, he gave me my first million, and that was a highlight of just being able to really someone believe in me, because it wasn't about the money. But it was just belief, you know what I mean? Just, you know, so just getting signed, you know, because I got signed in 93 with Island Records, but it was an artist deal. And even when I got signed, you know, we got signed, but we didn't really get nothing out of it that I felt, you know. So
right. When
I, you know, because that to me, that makes a lot, you know, because it's about
feeding
my family, you know. So when I signed my deal, with Joe, and I'm about to go holler at him in, you know, a couple weeks. We set up some stuff. This album may come out with him. Who knows who it's going to come out with? You know, I'm talking to a lot of people. But that was a highlight, signing it. And then the highlight of my career hasn't even came yet, what it will. But, you know, recording my children. You know, if anyone know about me, I'm a family man. And I love my babies. I love all children. And,
amen to that.
Yes, I do.
Since you've been into the music industry, I mean, have you ever had any experiences where you just feel like, man, I really regret that I didn't do this, or I did do, you know, I didn't do this correctly? Do you have any regrets?
Regrets doesn't really come in. The regrets doesn't come in the music. The regrets comes in personal life. I regret doing any other drugs besides marijuana, you know, but I have, and I've overcame, you know, I'm humble enough to say. So the regrets is just personal stuff. I regret being, it's just more personal.
Not music related. So how did... How did it feel to grow up surrounding yourself with celebrities all the way around the world? You know, rubbing elbows with everybody across the table. How did it feel? How was that for you?
I don't like to sound cocky, but when I grew up, it's always been celebrities. It's always been, my dad was a celebrity. I've always been, like I said, in the music business. I've seen a lot. I've always been jaded. You know, the celebrityism is nothing to me. You know, because before, you know, a lot of people think of celebrity with money. And with me, money came at an early age, but it came the wrong way. You know, I feel, you know, I told a girl that I'm talking to now, like I said, I bought my first house at 11, 12. When my mama died, I bought my first house. I know about closing. I know about remitters check at an early age. And sometimes when you are given things at an early age, it's a lot. So
right.
Like, the celebrity thing is nothing to me. I respect philanthropy. I respect humanitarian. I just, you know, the music thing. And I just love music. I love people that's giving positive energy and giving hope to people. You know what I'm saying? If, whether it's music, that like I told my brother today, and when I talk to you, the music's the lost leader. I bring you into the music. I make the music to let you know that I'm a father, a man of the Lord, or wherever you want to call him, Jah, or whatever, Buddha, whatever. And so the interviews are what makes it important. I'm here for the reason I'm talking to you, the reason I chose to do it with you. We had a relationship about doing something for the world, for women, for men, you know what I'm saying? I'm here because the whole thing where I reached out to you on the platform of trying to give back for something that happened to me with my mother, and I seen that you attracted me. With me and my brothers about what you were doing about trying to help women and to break the silence. So
thank
when
you
got
so
that,
very, very much. And yeah, unfortunately with the coronavirus pandemic, that kind of slowed our roll, but we ain't giving up. You know, we're going to keep moving on, but we just got to wait for things to calm down. Because, you know, when it comes to you have to make a choice over your career or death, you know, those are that's a pretty easy decision. And so I chose my career, of course, and I'm just not going to, you know, expose myself, you know, with hundreds of people at this time. But we definitely will continue on with the Break the Silence Tour on behalf of battered women and children. If you had Jay Smalls an opportunity to perform with someone, dead or alive, that you never got the opportunity to perform with, who would that be?
You know, well, alive, you know, I like icons. I mean, Jim Morrison. Alive, Errol Smith. What I say, Elton John, dead, Tupac, Gerald, Sean, you know, it's just so many. I go Joplin, Hendrix. When it comes to dead or alive, because I'm, you know, Sammy Davis, I've been here for like 700 years. So, you know, I go back, you know, when it comes to the music, But, but alive, what we're going to do now, where you at, Rihanna? You know, I'm a John Legend, Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? I like to do something with Nip, you know what I'm saying, because we was just about to do something before he died. You know, so him is the people that I would love to do something with, you know.
All right. Well,
I'm
let's talk
doll.
About top, the song you did, Top of the World. What brought you to write that song, or if you are the writer on the song, tell me about Top of the World.
Okay. And excuse me, Miss Pearl, for getting a little deep. You know me, though. You know, I'm say what I want to say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But anyway, but like I said, Top of the World was.
I'm putting on my brakes right now.
But you'll see.
Go ahead.
You know, because I come from the heart. But, you know.
Okay,
you know,
so tell me about
laugh,
Top of the World.
If I don't make you laugh, I can't do nothing else. Top of the World, are you ready? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm ready.
You want me to be real or you want me to be fake? You know,
I want you to
but,
be
well,
real.
You,
that's what's that.
All right. Okay. Okay. So Top of the World came. That was supposed to be my album. And that was supposed to be on my record. And so I went through a thing. And when the record, how can I say this the most gentlest way for my listeners? When Top of the World came out, it was produced by DJ Disco Boogie, The High Off Life. And I went through some things. I got incarcerated. And so I called my kids. You know, I had a group called the Carter. Them was my babies, and they were just, like, totally devastated because their dream, you know, me to make it, making it, I'm here for my children. So I told them, like, I was facing, like, life. And so then I'm like, you know what, I'm coming home, but I got this record. And all the songs that I'm giving, I have for my album, I want to give to my children. And I said, so here's Top of the World. I want you to write to it. And so they wrote to it, and we wrote it over the phone, you know what I'm saying, through collect calls. And it's my babies. I didn't write it, but I did write it, you know, my heart, my soul, my everything, you know what I'm saying? And so I gave it to them, and I'm really close with I talked to Mikhail and Braxton a lot on the phone when mm-hmm. I was going through my situation. And my son Tyson's in the group, but he's super quiet. He's like his mother. And so I said, could y'all write this for me? Just, I don't know what's going to happen to your daddy, but write this record. And so they wrote it. And so, like, the Freda Carter thing, when they say Freda Carter, my kids named that, and they say Freda Carter, they talk about Free Day Daddy. You know what I'm saying? And so we went through a lot, and, like, me and my kids are back together. Oh, my gosh. Like, humbly speaking, we're going
to
take over.
But that's a beautiful thing. Well, we're going to go to a break. We are going to play a song called Top of the World by Tay Smalls. Here we go. Right here on Faces of Success Radio.
Like I'm trapped in my own head, just trying to escape it. Tired of the stress, and yet my life is testing my patience. Everyone has their opinion, so I care what they're saying. We only get one chance at this life, so why don't we take it? Let's get right, it's going down tonight. Gets a little crazy, baby, I just might. Don't got time for what they gonna say. No worries, yeah, we gon' do it our way. Let's get back, cause I'm feeling myself in life. We gon' party till the sun comes up. For now, let's just live in the moment. So over having to worry about everything around me. I don't wanna have another camera in the world until I feel like I'm standing on it. Spinning on it, like I'm spinning on it. Come with me and we'll be on top of the world tonight. I'm spinning on it, like I'm spinning on it. I'm spinning on it on top of the world.
Myself tonight, we gon' party and do it how you like. Run from working every night to me feeling so right. Had to get a day off and step into the limelight. So right, we gon' take a flight. Cruising in the air till we out of sight. Living without a care, it's the Carter, so beware. Cause no one else can compare how we living tonight. What we doing tonight? Who you pursuing tonight? Was working a 9-to-5, your first dream. Business losing ties, ain't always what it seems. Let's go. You know, for sure. Working a 9-to-5, your first dream. Business suits and ties ain't always what it seems. So
let's get back, cause I'm feeling myself tonight. We gon' party till the sun comes up. But now let's just live in the moment. So over having to worry about everything around me. I don't wanna have another care in the world until I feel like I'm spinning on it.
Chilling out with the crew and I'm feeling myself. Just me and my team, I don't need no one else. Yeah, we tryna win it all, that's what we do. And the night is still young, treated like it's brand new.
with all of the negativity. Looking at myself and I'm wondering if it's real in me. Have a bunch of dreams of me party until infinity. Let's make it a reality. Raise your hands if you're feeling me. I just wanna chill, I'm tired of making enemies. Half of all these people are never who they pretend to be. Not hearing it, I'm not tolerating your energy. So tonight I'm saying whatever, I'm making memories. Yeah, and I'm just trying to have a fun night. Some of y'all forget you only have one life. Might go crazy if you dare me. Won't stop until I'm carefree and on top of the world.
Came home and that, especially the end, I used to two-step, you know what I'm saying, and I used to cry, you know what I'm saying, when I heard them, because they're just my babies, you know what I'm saying, together, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and
you should have then sent that to us, so we could have had that going on in rotation. That was really off the hook. I liked that a lot. You know, it took me to a whole different turn of what I thought it was going to be, you know, because when you had sent it to me today, we were running behind time, and I didn't get a chance to really sit down, but I'm glad I had the opportunity to bless my ears with your music right now, because it is really nice. I'm loving it right now. And so
I want you to listen to it on the radio right now. Before, I want you to get the real interaction with forget before. I want you to
Let me ask, how many albums have you released? And let's talk about your next project you're ready to release.
Okay, well, basically, this is going to be like my fifth. My first project was Life, Love, and Money, and that was the one that got me to deal with Sony Red. Shout out to Joe Weinberger and Alan Becker up there at Sony Red. And everyone that helped with it, Baby, Lil Wayne, Joe Little, Lazy Bone, they were the ones that did the first record with me, like, you know, everyone. But this is my fourth release. I had Life, Love, and Money, and that's the one that I did with, Sony. And then I did Oxymoron with Tate Smalls and Big Boss, and I did that Dependent. And then I came out here to California, and got with Universal and Jay Rosinski and did the Activate. I did that Having My Way record. And, I think I just, I rushed it. I was going through a lot. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? But when I got with Busy and we did the Having My Way, we did the Who Killed My Mama? And my mom came to me in a dream and said, no, this is the name of the album. And I met B, and me and Lay start really vibing and doing what we did. It just all came together. And then a tie off life, you know what I'm saying? With Who Killed My Mama, everyone thought it was a trip, personal record, because to me, I found out who killed my mother, and to me, that's better than going platinum or gold or any of that, you know what I'm saying? And I knew what I was doing. I took a lot of abuse mentally, and, you know, I would tip people come and put my album, like, my album's called Who Killed My Mama, and niggas would start laughing at me. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. They're like, for real? I'm like, yeah, my mom was died. I'm just on a crusade to find out who killed my mother. And I'm putting out this record. And then, you know, people like Bone, you know what I'm saying? They didn't question my album being called Who Killed My Mama. They just hit it. You know what I'm saying? They just rolled with it. You know, like my boy Busy Bone. Shout out to my boy. You know what I mean? We do tours around the world.
I love him. I know him personally myself as well. Yeah, he's a good dude. Let me ask you something. For one, just backing up, let's rewind it a little bit. Who Killed My Mother? That I'm bringing you on just for that topic alone. So I'm not going to go deep into that because I want to bring you in on that segment on another interview date. But right. I want to know, how do you feel about today's industry?
You know what I'm saying? So today's industry, I love it. I embrace all industry. I just love music, for one. I would like people to get more genuine and speak with more candor. And for the people that don't know, that's the truth. I think that we should I encourage the children and even the older people to speak with more substance in our music. You know, I got the one record and I think today's industry, I love the music. I love the sound. I love the templates. I love Trippy. I love Juice WRLD. I love everybody. But I just think that we should be talking about more conscious stuff. Let's turn up and talk about kicking it and all that. But I think there's not enough consciousness, which we had back in the day with our pop.
I agree.
You know, I mean, this is just me. But I love the melodics and everything. And then I think we should be more, I'm a touchy-feely type of person. I don't like, when you go, it's this whole internet thing, this blue check. I'm not about the blue check. I'm about the green check. You know, I think that's all weird. But, you know, I just think that the industry is like, I don't know. I love the internet, but I don't. You know, I think that we should be more, I can't wait till the corona's over. Because I don't really know a person over the internet. The reason I know you is because I look you in your eyes. But
right.
Even before that, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's where it's going. But I just think there needs some more substance. So we can go to the next question.
Right. And let me ask you, what would you tell a young entertainer today that is trying to follow your footsteps?
Okay. First, I would tell them not to compromise their religion, their sexuality, and their family. You know, if you're gay, be gay. If you're whatever, just don't compromise yourself. Don't, you know, like one thing about us, like we could be in front of the biggest person that I look up to. Bro, if they're not letting you in, they're not letting me in. Fuck you. Excuse me. Forget you. You know, I'm just about loyalty and respect. For one, and then just be super, like, when I'm doing this album right now, I'm not listening to nobody else but me, Skrilla, Mikael, Braxton, Bone, Wayne, the people that influenced me. So I would say just put your records out and make sure that you have your business handled first. Be humble enough to let people that really love you control. I have my brothers. I'm the creative genius. I'm cold with what I do. But
right.
I have my brothers to balance me when it comes to the business and, you know, just certain things. Like, I get street. But they don't tell me, Tay, calm down. That's why I keep my children. And I love a woman in my life because they're going to tell me, watch out, just do this, you know. And so I would just say be humble, listen, don't compromise, and create. Keep working. I don't care if you have a phone, a Tascam 8-track, work and believe in yourself, and don't mess with no one that don't believe in you. And the only reason I'm doing this interview with you is because I feel you believe in me.
Well, thank you, and you know I do. So let's talk about 420. What's up with that, and what brought you to writing that song? And then we're going to go. We have a couple of callers in queue that have a couple questions for you. But what brought you to the 420 song?
Well, what brought me to that?
Like, I really have to ask, but I'm going to ask because I want you to tell your own story, but go ahead.
No, I'm going to tell it real quick. 420, that was the second single that I did. Me and BSD did a lot of records, and I told him I wanted to do this song. I'm a medical marijuana activist, you know, and I believe that it's healing, it's love. And, you know, I just love and praise D and Lay and, you know, Cray, Wish, everybody. And so we did the second song, you know, 420 Roll Up. And it's just my ode. It's the smoke. Let's medicate. Let's kick it. Let's love. It's not about fighting. It's about just loving. You know what I'm saying? You know, Tay Smalls. If you know Tay Smalls, I just love to kick it. I love to sleep naked. I love just love music. You know what I mean? I just love to kick it. I don't like to fight and shit. You know, let's just smoke weed and kick it. So listen to 420. You know what I'm saying? We're in Corona season. Grab your boo. You know what I mean? Strip down to your boxers if you're skinny or big. And just, you know, love your boo and just smoke something.
You, you are so funny. Oh, I love it. You heard it right here on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. We got Tay Smalls in the studio. We're getting ready to go to a break. Here's his song 420. You guys, please enjoy. Stay tuned.
Whether it's the evening or the morning, clown, we up and we smoking, zones, drove by the zone, puff, puff, passing, and that's my etiquette, rolling up grass and it goes fast, baby, that's my medicine, like zone, zone.
Laughing, dabbing, bowls, I'm packing, joints, I'm passing, blunts, I'm ashing, Carter, OG, got to happen.
Cause you know it's about that time to roll up your favorite kind. Get off in your vibe and just ease your mind, but just please don't blow my high.
I keep the red eyes from the blue dream, Bubba Master Kush and OG. Got the best shatter from Big E. In the morning, I'm drinking my hip tea. Different edibles and extracts. Got granddaddy purple by the 10 packs. One dab bar, two weed farms, three grow rooms, I'm the pharmacist.
Rolling up green is the throw. Sprinkle that keep in that roll. Give me that. Over the gringo, baby, them trees gon' be blown up. And now hold up, find a spot that we can post up. Cause I got top knots, I got to roll up till it hits that spot. And I'm blown. Then I fell off for the points I made it right. Then I drop this joint, now I wanna get vaporized. I'm blown. Find a spot that we can post up. Cause I got top knots.
That goes right there too. I mean, I really like that. It's a shorter song, but I really, really like that. And I have people waiting to speak with you. They want to jump right in. But before we go into that, I just want to say to our listeners, we have Tay Smalls in the studio with us this evening. We are so pleased to have him. We're going to be talking about in our next segment the song he did with Too Short. I'm going to let him have the pleasure of introducing his song himself, but we're going to bring in one of our guests from caller ending in 8981. You're in the studio live with Tay Smalls.
Tay Smalls, great day. How are you? This is Michonne L. I am the host of... I'm the host of Mind Blowing Decisions. It's a pleasure to hear from you today. I'm glad to know that all is going well with you. I just wanted to bid you a congratulations. I'm on my way in the studio, and I'm just excited that life continues.
All right. Well, thank you, Michonne. Go ahead, Tay.
I just want to say thank you. I'm just blessed to just be here listening, you know what I'm saying, to be on the record. I mean, to be on the station, getting this opportunity. I just hope you love the records. You know what I'm saying? I gave it my all, you know. So I think that what you guys are about to hear for 2020, it's about to be amazing, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I gave it my all. I want my kids to just really go hard, you know. So that's basically what I got there. Denise is calling in.
Thank you.
All right, and we have one more caller, phone number ending in 9827. Caller, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Gigi Watson, Great Success Radio station manager. I just want to tell you congratulations and say hello to you.
I would like to say hello to you. And where is she calling from? What state?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay. How you doing? Well, you know, I got an office down there in Houston, Texas. And we're going to be doing a tour down there. You know, we're about to do one of my next shows. It's going to be me, Skrilla King, Mike Jones, Busy Bone. I'm going to holler at Trippy. You know, my boy Trippy Red. I'm not. I'm going to get some of the 1400 gang to come on down. And we're going to do something like Texas, like a really big spot for us. You know, I live in L.A. now, and I have a spot there. But, you know, my brothers are there. We're relocating there. I have offices there, and I'm buying a house down there. And, like I really mess with Texas. And I just want to come down there, and I hope they vibe with me. It's a big... Texas is one of the places where I started my independent hustle from when it was Southwest Wholesale, you know what I'm saying? And Birdman know what I'm talking about. And Fat Pat, you know what I'm saying? And Rest in Peace, you know, and Big Hawk and all the people down there in Texas and Young Star, you know, and Little Troy know who we're talking about because, you know, I've really been down in Texas in a real way, you know what I'm saying? I had a home down there in San Antonio. And I'm just want to come on back now in 2020 and come and just show Texas love. So hopefully you can come. And if you're down in Texas, tap on in. And when we do the show, Miss Pearl, you get a number because I'm not good with numbers and all that shit. And I got you free in our next show. And it's going to be down in Texas, August or September, as soon as this ends. Okay?
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Gigi, for calling in. I'm going to put you
on
hold. We're going to jump right back into this interview. And for Mr. Tay Smalls, my next question that I have for you, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you would like to add that you want the world to know about you?
Well, first I want to say, first and foremost, labellife.com. That's coming. What they need to know about me, that I'm a family man, you know. I'm a God-fearing man, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very humble man. I'm a man on a mission. You know, I think women should be respected. And I do this music not for the fame, but for my mental health and for the world. I'm about universal service. I'm here for the world. And, you know, you can say what you want. I'm here for the world. And I just want y'all to just please listen, because when I say something, it means something, you know. So
amen.
I come
to
humble,
that.
You know. And
yes, you
I
are
come...
all of that. You. When I know the first time I have the opportunity to meet you and speak with you, the most strongest positive energy from a person that I haven't felt in a very, very long time, in a respectful way. I you know, I can read people really, really well when I'm around them, and I just really cling to you. You know, I spoke very highly of you in many places. Someone coming into my studio. So anyway, What I wanted to say to you most and foremost is that, you know, you have done a lot of wonderful things and have touched a lot of people, and you've had a lot of experiences and stuff that you've endured, you know, some good and some bad. But, you know, you have to look at it like this. You know, we made it through. I've had a lot of losses and stuff. And like I say, we're going to talk about that in another segment that I plan to bring you back on. But right now, I want to talk about your song that you did, Too Short, called Dick Suck. What were you thinking when you came up with that? You know, I
Well,
that was hard for me.
Well, can I say something? You know, I'm like this.
Yeah.
I got a lot of different layers. And it's like when that song came about, you know, I'm like totally real. Like I was going up to mountains. You know, I'm like really spiritual. So when I wanted to have this interview with you, I took me, and she's like, don't call me a lady friend. I took me and my friend. But it started crackling up because that's why I wanted to have the interview with you. And so I'm just a man. I keep it real. And so my Dick Suck record is about faith, like Lil Braxton. So, I sucked and licked for the radio. But
well, there it is. You heard it right here on Faith Radio.
I got a lot of people love me over it. I love my. What they say, East Asian. So we had some girls from Japan fly on over, and we were in a studio, and we were talking about, and we were just like, and they were beautiful. And my boy, mm-hmm. one of my artists, Ricky Rich, he's like, I need my dick stuff. And so I'm like, nope. I'm like, nigga, that's the name of the record right now. Nigga, we gonna do it. And the guy that did Lamborghini Mercy, Yo Chicken is Thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Lift It, you know, he did that for Kanye and 2 Chainz and everyone. He did the song, you know.
Right.
And he did the first one. And he did the beat. We were in a studio with him doing some stuff. He was doing some work for Kanye and some shit for we were shout out to Splitterellos because that's who it all happened. And my boy Hannibal Lex. And so we were in the studio, and we were doing the song, and it was influenced by, I'm just keeping it real, some girls from Japan. And I'm like, let's do it. Too Short wasn't on the record. And I'm like, nigga, I'm putting Short on this bitch. Nigga, please.
Right.
And they know when I say something, it happens. When I say something,
right.
This girl,
and,
it happens.
And,
that part.
And well,
so anyway,
okay, I am really, you know, happy that you were able to be so creative and putting that together. I also want to ask you, is there any website information or contact information for management and booking that you would like to let the listeners know if they're interested in booking you once the coronavirus has slowed down? How can they go about it, or they want to get you to do a hook or some, you know, 16 bars on one of their songs or something, pay you for your services? How can they contact you?
Well, they can contact me. I manage myself. I help Busy. I help Lay. I help Wayne. Well, they know what it is. I book me. But besides me, I let my brothers handle it. You know what I'm saying? So they can tap in straight onto me, and it's going to get handled because I really, really, that's what I work for. I'm a businessman. So tap on in. Y'all know my number, 818-941-3661, labellife.com. Are you getting with my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Cert Matrix, you know, Travis and Antoine, you know, little Smitty Bell, you know what I'm saying? But just get at me, you know what I mean? And it's going to happen. Let's fly
all
magic
right.
carpet. Let's get it in. You know?
Well, here it is, you guys. You're hearing it first right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Here is
Dick Suck. Oh, I say something wrong with every first day. Oh, shout out to Squilla King.
Evidence. my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked.
She say never slow down, no delay. We say you a dumb nigga, don't replay. I say better slow down, rest in peace, bae. Ask us, niggas act up. That's a bad blunt smoked out. I ain't say shit, niggas froze up, chose up. Had to choose some, bae. No trust, I'm just saying. Ain't no playing, ain't no playing. I need my dick sucked.
She be licking me down and she be sucking me quick. She be licking me down and she be sucking me quick.
Suck on me, baby.
It's necessary. My daily routine, I'm a junkie. Call me a fiend, but if she wants me, say it with her mouth. No need to use words when I spread all out. Bitch, give me that face first. You want this nut, you gotta make me burst. I know you wanna taste it, cause you a freak. That's why I fucked you every day for the last 2 weeks. You can ride a dick, but the head was better. The more you sucked it, your pussy got wetter. I was loving it, having hella fun. I said let's do it again, right after I come. Pimp game from the bay, we so real. OG, but I don't need no pills. And if you ask me, how you do it, yo? I just stick this dick down her throat, bitch.
Baby girl, bust down.
Bust down, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Turn it up, no sound.
No sound, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. I wanna fuck right now.
Right now, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Let me see that ass
bounce.
Ass bounce, baby. I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked.
Suck on my dick, bitch. Slob on my knob. Fuck me, get rich. Girl, do your job. Manual stick, gear shift when we bob. Then she gobble on my dick like a squirt on a cob. Ass, damn right. To the butter come. DJ Khaled for a nut and another one. She doing tricks with her tongue like it's Tumblin'. The French kiss the dick like she's in love with the hum. 50 shades of taste, dark side, dick black, nut white, apartheid. Sloppy toppy in the foreign, that's a joyride. She broke me off, I left her in the park like the car died. She suspected reciprocity. My philosophy is shit, get on top of me. Soft white in the kitchen till she rocked a D. Dick game, legendary prophecy, Smalls.
Well, 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 that was definitely off the chain, off the record scale. It was a very nice song, and it has a lot of good rhythm to it. I bet you they would love that song in the strip clubs. Moving along, I want to just tell you thank you so very, very much for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. And you've been an awesome guest and an awesome friend. I can't wait to bring you back on so we can talk about who killed your mama, you know. And big shout out to you and Too Short on your song. I wish you much success. We will be spinning it right here on facesofsuccessradio.com. And once again, Tay Smalls, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. If you'd like to give any shout outs, you can have the floor to do that now.
Yes, I just like to say shout out to, you know, my brothers, you know, my family, my children, Seven Sign, Life Entertainment, Molten Harmony, Young Money, Lil Wayne, LabelLife.com, you know, you know, I'm so humble for having you, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get ready. Houston, the people that called in, my people, MPJ, Jace Ghost, you didn't get to talk. My people came in, they was going to call in. We're going to do this again, you know what I'm saying? It's many more, but let me tell y'all something. I got the bag, and wherever y'all want me, I'm going to pay for y'all. I'm going to pay to come to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing. So I just like to say one love, one life. I'm bowing to y'all. Y'all can't see me, but I'm bowing. You know what I'm saying?
I sure
it's
can't wait
humble.
To see you till you get out here to Reno, you know, because I've been trying to get that arranged for a while. But one thing, it's 10. So once again, everybody, if you just tuned in, we have Tay Smalls in the studio, and we're going to play his new debut single called Dick Suck right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Baby girl, bust down. Bust down, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Turn it up, no sound.
No sound, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked.
I wanna fuck right now.
Right now, baby. I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked.
Let me see that ass bounce.
Ass bounce, baby.
need my get some.
She say never slow down, no delay. We say you a dumb nigga, don't replay. I say better slow down, rest in peace, bae. Ask us, niggas act up. That's a bad blunt smoked out. I ain't say shit, niggas froze up, chose up. Had to choose some, bae. No trust, I'm just saying. Ain't no playing. I need my dick so.
She be licking me down and she be sucking me quick.
Suck on me, baby. It's necessary. My daily routine, I'm a junkie. Call me a fiend, but if she wants me, say it with her mouth. No need to use words when I spread all out. Bitch, give me that face first. You want this nut, you gotta make me burst. I know you wanna taste it, cause you a freak. That's why I fucked you every day for the last 2 weeks. You can ride a dick, but the head was better. The more you sucked it, your pussy got wetter. I was loving it, having hella fun. I said let's do it again, right after I come. Pimp game from the bay, we so real. OG, but I don't need no pills. And if you ask me, how you do it, yo? I just stick this dick down her throat, bitch.
Baby girl, bust down, baby. I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Turn it up, no sound, baby. I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. I wanna fuck right now, baby. I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Let me see that ass bounce.
Down, baby.
I need my dick sucked. I need my dick sucked. Suck on my dick, get slob on my knob. Fuck me, get rich. Girl, do your job. Drop manual stick your shift when we bob. And she gobble on my dick like a squirt on a cob. Ah, damn right. To the buttercup, DJ Khaled when I nut, and another one. She doing tricks with her tongue, like it's tumbling in French. Kiss the dick like she's in love with the hum. 50 shades of tan, dark side, dick black, nut white, apartheid. Sloppy toppy in the foreign, that's a joyride. She broke me off, I left her in the park like the car died. She suspected reciprocity. My philosophy is shit, get on top of me. Soft white in the kitchen till she rocked a D. Dick game, legendary prophecy, small.
Thank you for tuning in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com 101 FM. We just want to thank you for being in the studio. We had Tay Smalls live right here on Faces of Success Radio. I'm DJ Success. This is the end of this show. Tune in at FacesOfSuccessRadio.com for more. Bye.